Hello, Rich Girls. Welcome back to a very special episode of Old Money. I'm giving it another go. I'm doing it for you. We're here on video, on YouTube. Welcome back to the podcast, helping you build the trust funds you wish you were born with on camera. Yes. I'm your host, Amber Evenson. I'm so nervous. Obviously, I'm so gun shy. If you've been here for the last couple of episodes, you know that this is my fourth attempt to record a video. And it's just been harder than normal. We had issue with microphone again. I don't remember what happened the third time, but regardless, we're here. I'm on camera in my office. Welcome in. Let me give you a tour. When I first recorded the first video episode 4 weeks ago, these orchids looked a lot better. They're hanging on right now, but these are my old money orchids. I always have something beautiful behind my desk to keep me happy, to keep my Zoom backgrounds happy. Here's a hot tip. This pot right here, like this big ass pot, it really only costs $20. And then each of these beautiful, like double drippy orchid situations are like $20. And I get them at the wholesale flower market. Don't go to Trader Joe's. They don't look as good. Go to the wholesale flower market. They'll last you like 6 weeks. Beautiful hack. Also over here on the other side, we have some photos. There's one of the wedding photos from mine and Justin's wedding earlier this year. Love that. This was actually done by Framebridge. I don't know if you can tell, but it's in like it's a floating. So look, let me show you. See my hand? So it's floating. So it's just like in between two panes of glass. But when they sent it to us, this one, I don't know if you can tell, it's totally off-centered. Like it's cattywampus and the border's not even. So they were kind enough to send us a replacement, which now that I think about it, I have no idea where it is. But that's the original one that's messed up and it lives behind my desk. So that's where we are. This is my little baby Poppy. The first day I brought her home from the shelter, look at how sweet she is. I'm obsessed. She was so skinny and so little. So she lives behind my desk at all times. And then, as you know, if you're a listener of Old Money Mindset, I'm a big proponent of us connecting with our inner child. And this is a little picture of me, bratty little me being a little brat when I was probably like 4 years old. There's just like a smirk on my face. This was at my preschool. Those are my parents back in happier times. And I remember this was at Zach and Jared Nicholas's birthday party. If you went to Folsom High School, you know exactly who I'm talking about. Yeah, I've known them since I was 3 years old. And that was me just being comforted and close with my parents and being my true self. That's me as a little baby. And my sweet mom with her big pearls, just like she always was wearing. So that lives with me as just like a connection to myself at all times. And this is where I literally always am. This is where I work. This is where I record the podcast. This is where I'm dreaming, building, doing, talking. I'm always right here in this perfect little space in our office, in our home in San Diego. And behind me, you can see this Prada Marfa sign that I painted when I lived in, oh my gosh, I think I painted this in like 2011. I lived in my apartment in La Jolla. And I actually had this done before I saw it on Gossip Girl. So when I saw Lily Vanderwoods and had it, she was copying me, not the other way around. But this installation in Marfa has always been one of my favorites. You know, I'm a graphic designer. I love anything graphical. I love a great font. I painted this by taking a picture from the internet, printing it, and taking it to the La Jolla Public Library on Eads Avenue and putting it on an overhead projector that I projected onto this canvas. And it was a fun project. I loved it. And it's one of those things, like I know people think this is passe and it's so outdated, but I made it. It makes me really happy. And it just makes me kind of connect again with that younger version of myself, that 20-something that like wanted to own something Prada, that wanted to have that luxury in her life. And it's here. So I don't know. This is my life, my little cupboard behind me, my squeaky chair that's always squeaking. We're here, and I'm going to make this a short episode because I'm, again, a little gun shy, but I wanted to come at you, number one, to test that this video portion was going to work, but number two, I just wanted to have a little bit of fun. Like, we're talking about some heavy stuff, especially in the Old Money Mindset course, and Old Money Method is coming up soon, which, by the way, I'm hosting a workshop. It is on Tuesday, October 28th, that's correct, 4 p.m. PST, and we're doing a little masterclass where I'm talking all about how I set up my life in an organized way so that managing my money doesn't feel cumbersome, doesn't feel like a chore. It all works for me. It all works for me. Like, I can't even tell you guys the emotional load that money used to have on me, and just the dread that I would feel of like looking at my credit card statements or trying to figure out what I was doing with investing, just all of this resistance, which led to avoidance. And I really believe that all of the wealth that I was wanting in my life was in the work that I was avoiding. So I'm just sharing with you everything that I've learned, the systems I put together, they're pretty fucking good. So come to that workshop, spend some time with me. I'll put the link in the show notes and you can just RSVP. It'll go straight onto your calendar and the Zoom link's in there. So we can kiki live and hang out on the 28th of October. Anyway, today's episode, I wanted to have a little bit of fun because I've been in major clean out mode and I love organizing. Like, I love organizing so much that it actually ruined one of my relationships when I was a small child that actually fucked me up for such a long time. Again, to my high school friends and people, you know that one of my best friends growing up was Mary Markson. Shout out Mary. And she lived on my street. And there was a time in our childhood, I'm talking we were maybe 5, 6, 7, very, very young, where I invited her over to my house to play. We played every weekend, every day, calling each other on my mom's rotary phone in the garage. Can Mary come over to play? And I invited her over to play and I was so excited because I had such good ideas of things that we could do to play. And we got there and I'm telling her my idea of what we could do to have fun. And she gets so mad. She gets up. She leaves. I have no idea what I had done. She's upset. She doesn't want to play anymore. And she says, like, I don't like you. I don't want to play anymore. And when I tell you that that division in our friendship lasted for years because I had no idea what I had done to make her so upset. And it's so interesting because it was the first time that I ever realized that people are different than me. I invited Mary over and I had this big, beautiful bookcase with all these different colored books and it lived in my room and it was all unorganized. And I said, I have such a fun idea. We could organize my bookshelf and we could either make it alphabetical order or we could put it into color order. And I thought that would be really, really fun. Mary thought that I was inviting her over to clean my room, which was the bane of her existence. Because to her, being organized, no, she's a creative, she's an artist. She's like, I don't want to organize things in order. I don't care how they look. So her experience of me was that I was literally tricking her and torturing her to come clean my room. My experience was, I love to be organized. Let's do this together. I want to share my passion with you. Oh my God. With that being said, the way that I get when I am organizing, when I am cleaning out is like euphoric. I can't even tell you. I'm just obsessed with cleaning. I'm obsessed with organizing. It brings me such a sense of joy to understand the things that I own, where they live, where they should be better organized, optimizing for my everyday use of them. And I have been in that clean out mode for a month now. My mother-in-law, she's a member of this organization in San Diego called Thursday Club. Think of it kind of like Junior League, but more prestigious in San Diego, very old money scheduled meetings every Thursday. It's like a whole to-do. It's all these older women who are members of it. Now they're bringing in the younger generation. I'm pretty sure that in order to get a membership in Thursday Club, somebody has to die. I think that's like how intense it is to get in. And they do this rummage sale as a fundraiser every single year for their philanthropy. And so it's always a good opportunity for us to clean out our home and give away or make room for whatever no longer serves us. And really, I've always done this and always been donating things like every single year. And I've really adopted this, nothing new comes in unless something old comes out. And I've been really working hard also on curbing my spending around trend purchases or things that I see influencers talk about. And I've also, in this like heightened state of euphoria while I've been cleaning, I've been thinking so much about, Amber, why do you spend so much money on all of these beauty projects? Hi, Poppy. Did you guys hear Poppy just come in? She just came in with her bones, so she's here to party. Amber, why are you spending so much money on all of these health and beauty products? Like, you're in marketing. You know that all of these supplements that are promising whatever result, it's not going to be the supplement. It's not going to be the thing that you buy that's going to change your life. It's like, why does this marketing keep working on you? And that's where I kind of like had this aha moment about the new status symbols. And I've talked about this on social media. The new status symbols are not a flashy watch. It's not a label on your shirt. The new status symbol is glowing skin, it's peace of mind, it's health and fitness and wellness, and the interest, knowledge, and time to invest in it that is the thing that signals to people that you're wealthy. Everything has changed recently because health is the new luxury. Like, health and wellness is truly the thing that you, I mean, you can buy it in a way, but they always say, like, with bodybuilders, this big phrase is like, your physique is one thing that you build, you own, and nobody can take away from you. And while we're in this era of material wealth being faked left, right, and center, whether it's buying fake Hermes bags from DHgate or you're putting your vacations on credit cards and going into debt, genuine well-being is honestly the ultimate indicator of success. Like, if you see somebody in a happy marriage, that triggers a lot of people these days who are not in happy marriages, because that's not something that you can fake. That's not something that you can buy. And when you're feeling like you're faking it or you're out of alignment in your relationships, that friction of trying to make everything look okay and it not being okay, I mean, oh my God, talk about aging so fast. Like, you just can't buy genuine relationship. You can't buy vitality or energy or clarity or the glow that comes from actually taking care of yourself. And so in my reflection, I'm like, oh, it's not even that I'm susceptible to the marketing. It's that I'm seeing the undercurrent of the new wealth signals these days. And I'm always chasing that. I mean, who am I if not the host of Old Money Podcast, right? When you have designer logos that can be swiped on a credit card and you can go into debt for it and then try to return a bag that you really can't afford, the thing is like, you can't fake if you have bad posture. Okay. If you have bad posture, you have to work to fix your posture. Be conscious of it. You can't fake confidence. People can read you when you don't actually feel confident. So the social currency is shifting from where you go, what you wear, to how you live and what your values are. I really do see that coming back into the trend. And you can call it a recession indicator, that people are wearing less labels and we're seeing more label-less fashion houses like The Row really have a moment where there's no label, but it's like a, if you know, you know. And everybody says that's quiet luxury, but honestly, it's more than that. It's about authenticity. It's about having the thing that you're buying for high quality, that you're buying forever. You know what they say, like, buy it cheap, buy it twice, buy it once, buy it forever. When you can get authentic about what it is that you're spending your money, time, energy, and effort on, and that aligns with your values, I think that is what really magnetizes people to, you know, the aspirational lifestyles that we're seeing online. Again, we are in a weird economic time. I mean, I hate to say that because, like, you know me, I'm very anti scary headlines and, like, making sure we're consuming media in a responsible way. Everybody's like, a recession indicator is looming. Everybody's saying we're about to have a crash in the market. There's an AI bubble. But listen, I feel like ever since people watched The Big Short, they're like, oh, Michael Burry called a bubble. So every time I see something that's odd, I'm going to call a bubble. I don't really know. I can't predict the future, but at the same time, the state of the world, the economic uncertainty, it is hard for people to find jobs. Things are getting more expensive. Conspicuous consumption feels really tone deaf. So investing in health, biohacking, wellness, beauty, that's a non-conspicuous consumption behavior that still pays dividends into radiant skin, good energy, the confidence and, I don't know, drive to go after your goals and start the business or do the thing or speak on stage. When people are resilient, when they're showcasing that they're looking and feeling really good, I don't think there's anything that would make somebody look more magnetic or wealthy or beautiful. Because, I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, but back in the 80s, the reason why being tan was such a thing, and it still kind of is this in a way, but being tan is a signal of health because it signals to others that you have time to go outside on vacation and spend time relaxing in the sun. You have time to play tennis outdoors. You were on the slopes this winter. So when somebody is tan, it's showcasing to others that they have leisure time. So that's why it became a status symbol. Now, that's totally gone the other way. And if you're too tan, you look totally cheesy. And of course, back in the day in the 1900s, and also with some certain cultures, having lighter skin indicates that you're wealthy because it means you're not working outdoors. Like that's definitely something in Asian cultures and also Latin cultures of wanting to be lighter skin to indicate that you don't have to be outside. So there's all of these emotional undercurrents. There's all of these cultural status symbols. And at the end of the day, there's this desire that we all have to not just look good, not just look rich, but to feel good and to feel rich. Because I really think the new flex is longevity, not just luxury. It's like, how biohacking can you be? Like, how healthy and balanced are you? Do you own your time? Do you own your energy? Do you own your confidence? Or are you giving it away, trying to fake it, trying to make it look a certain way, and it's not authentic to you at all? I think people can smell that from a mile away. So these are all my deep thoughts as I'm cleaning my house. I mean, I'm a lunatic. Sorry, Mary, for torturing you with trying to organize my bookshelf, but it's just the thing that brings me joy. And the other thing that brings me joy, of course, is talking about societal trends and wealth signals and culture and status and all the things. And it brought me to this place. Again, if you remember in September, I was doing a no-spend September where I was just, honestly, I'm not even like saving a ton of money. I'm just delaying purchases and practicing that delayed gratification muscle. That's what it really is for me. It's not even about like, oh, I'm over budget or anything. It's just like a reset for me. It's just a reset for me to be like, I'm spending a lot without thinking. Can I like put a tripwire in my brain again so that I can pause before I make a purchase and see what that does? And it does curb my spending quite a bit. Since last September, I've really been on this journey of Project Pan. And if you haven't heard of what Project Pan is, it's just committing to using the products that you buy until you hit pan, which the pan is like, you know, think about the bottom of an eyeshadow or a blush, you get to that like aluminum space. It's like the pan of where the powder sits. Because how many times have you purchased another eyeshadow palette when you already have five at home? Like, do you need it? Project Pan is like, use what you bought. And that's kind of my philosophy too, is nothing new comes in unless something old goes out. And that's also really helped me focus on the quality of what I'm investing in for my hair, for my skin, for my health. And so I started to be like, what are my holy grails? Like, what are the things that I'm actually going to repurchase? What are the things that actually make a difference in my routine? And that's what I've done, is I've started to compile a list of the things that have really worked for me, the best ROI on the beauty, hair, skin, everything products, the wellness products, that I'm like, oh, this made a noticeable difference in my skin. So what I have today are my favorite empties recently, and I'm going to go through some of the stuff that has made a huge difference in my hair and my skin. I'm going to stay there today and do a couple wellness things. So we can talk about, if you are playing Project Pan with me and you have a product that you're just trying to get through, be done with, you don't care about it anymore, you want to upgrade the next time, this is the list. This is the list. And it is a mix of high and low. It is a list of drugstore and Sephora. It is all the different mixes of things. It's got medical grade in there. And this has just been through, I mean, so much testing and experimentation. Now, I will say, everybody's skin is different. I'm not a dermatologist. Everybody's body is different. Everybody's wellness needs are different. So I'm not your doctor. So that's why I'm kind of like hesitant to give wellness recommendations, because I think a lot of people out there are just shilling, get this drink, have this powder, you need this, you need that, colostrum, protein, whatever. And I think that it's really important that we honor our own bodies by first understanding what's going on with them from a scientific level. So like, get your blood work done. That's my first hot tip of the day. But let's go through some of the major things recently that I've repurchased or that I was dying to repurchase. I've saved all my empties for you and we'll go through them so we can talk about all the best in wellness and skin and health and hair and all the good things. Are you guys ready? Okay, let's start with something. This is the first one. It's the tallest one. Let's start with something that I'm not repurchasing. First of all, I definitely melted the top of this, you can see, with my curling iron. Totally fire hazard. But I got this promise of Age Renew Retinol Overnight Face and Body Lotion by Gold Bond. And honestly, I do think it works pretty well. It has a retinol and peptide complex on it. It makes my skin look really good. But what I don't like about it is the texture. It's sticky. Like, it is so sticky for me. I don't enjoy the stickiness, and my skin doesn't feel like soft and touchable afterwards. It feels like tacky. So I decided, and I'm still working through, I have like a little bit left of this Gold Bond Retinol Overnight. While it works really well, it's just not something I'm going to repurchase. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to repurchase instead, which is a hold on from my tanning salon days, which is my Hemp's Herbal Body Moisturizer. If you don't know what it looks like, by the way, there's going to be a link in the show notes to, if you want to shop all of these things. I created a Shop My, so you guys can go through there and look and see anything that I'm using as a reference point for hair, for skin. I also have an amazing collection of like the most timeless classic clothing pieces, like the stuff that's going to last you season to season to season that looks so chic, so old money, and it's just stuff that I wear all the time. So that's also in there. But today, if you want to go look at the hair and skin ones, they're all updated with all the stuff I use. The Hemp's Herbal Body Moisturizer is like $20. You can get it at Ulta. You can get it at drugstores, and it's all natural. And the reason that I like it is because when I used to work at a tanning salon in college, that would be the thing that I would recommend for people to use after they got a spray tan. And the reason is because it doesn't have any mineral oil in it, and mineral oil actually strips that tan from your skin. Oh, that's a great call. I haven't put my self tanner on here. I'll say that in a second. But the hemp lotion is all natural. It's super moisturizing. It absorbs super quickly. It makes your skin soft. It has a nice kind of gentle fragrance, and it doesn't strip any self tanner from your body. So if you're using something with mineral oil, which is like Jergens, Dove, anything that's kind of drugstorey, I don't want to say cheap, but inexpensive. Mineral oil is a really inexpensive ingredient that you see in a lot of things. I'm actually looking here on this one, the Gold Bond. I don't see any mineral oil at the top here, but it does have niacinamide in it. Oh, it has glycerin. Okay. And then it has jojoba and macadamia seed oils and squalene. Those are all really good ingredients. I will say they're kind of farther down, so there's less of them in here than something that you would get that's, you know, dermatologist grade, medical grade. But anyway, Hemp's is the lotion of choice. The other thing I just mentioned was self-tanner. I'm obsessed with Bali Body self-tanner, the 1 hour express tan mousse. So key. 1 hour is all I can stand to be stinky with self-tanner. I actually got so many spray tans, like airbrush spray tans for our wedding, our elopement, our honeymoon, and it just doesn't work on me. I get all this like weird neck stuff. It all kind of like comes off around my neck and my chest, and it looks like I'm diseased or I have like all peeling off. And going on my honeymoon with an airbrush tan that I paid $100 for, not to mention, and it's peeling off within a week is like a no for me. So I have completely sworn off airbrush tanners and airbrush tans, even though I was an airbrush tanner. Rest in peace to that career for me all through college. It is the Bali Body, whatever it is, 1 hour express tan. Get the mousse. Also, you need to get the mitt that you can get on Amazon. It's like a foaming mitt. So you put the mousse on there, it goes huge, and you can just slap it on and it blends so perfectly. Like I just did it yesterday. And honestly, like I'm just like checking out my tan in the whatever. I look pretty tan. Like I don't feel like I have any major issues. Everything's looking good. By the way, this top is from Free People. It is so amazing. I love the color, and it's like one of those seamless tops. It's so nice. I love it. Anyway, that's kind of what's going on body-wise with everything. Now, skin-wise, I've been on such a skin journey. I used to have horrible, horrible acne-prone skin. I was like constantly broken out. I also have ruined my moisture barrier multiple times. So we've been in this process of rebuilding. And I also had a ton of damage done to my face from a cosmetic dermatologist. Well, let me tell you about it. I can't go into so many details because honestly, like I had to ask for a full refund from this horrible experience that I had with a cosmetic dermatologist that totally destroyed my face with lasers. And now I'm very gun shy on lasers. I did, one of them was Clear and Brilliant, which hurt so bad. And then another one, I can't remember the actual laser name, but the first contraindication for this laser, meaning if this patient has this issue, don't do this laser, is if the patient has rosacea. Your girl has rosacea. I've always had red skin. I've always had like a lot of redness through here that gets worse with heat or skin damage or a broken moisture barrier. And wouldn't you know, this woman was like lasering me up when that was a contraindication. I should have done my research, of course, before doing it, but I trusted my physician to give me a good recommendation. And it really, really, really damaged my skin. It also created a huge line of demarcation between my under eyes and my cheeks because she didn't go under my under eyes. It made them super swollen. I had bags under my eyes for the first time ever. It has been such a journey to get my skin to cooperate and to behave again. I also, the reason that I was so upset is because I went to this doctor the first time we did the laser session. And I was like, hey, I don't think this worked for me. Could I look at my pictures before? Here's the stuff that I'm seeing. They refused to show me my pictures. They said they would pull my pictures only if I paid $25 a photo. And I was so annoyed by that. I went back because they said, well, you're going to obviously not have the results you want. You have to do multiple sessions. So I went back, paid again. My skin got so much worse. I went in to be seen by the doctor because I was so concerned. And made an appointment with her. And then she wasn't even in the office that day. And I was seen by some associate doctor that I had never met before who agreed with me that my skin was damaged. And then she gave me a bottle of TNS cream from Skin Medica. If you know, you know. It's like a $465 bottle of lotion for your face. But she gave me the sample from the front office, like where you can like sample it, like where all the skincare is. It literally said not for resale sample. And it was half used. I've never been so offended before in my life. That was not an appropriate response for a medical professional. So anyway, we're not going there anymore. However, with all of that said, I've been on a journey to figure out what to do with my skin. And my methodology has been less is more. That is the key for me because I used to have such a very intense, many steps of a regimen. And since I've simplified everything, it's been going so much better. So first of all, let's start with my number one. Oh, this is kind of crusty on top. Sorry. My number one face wash, which is the Elemis Superfood Face Wash. It is so good. It smells like the first time I ever got a really good facial at Meadowood in Napa with my mom when I was in high school in this like cute little – Meadowood is this like amazing resort in Napa Valley, by the way. And this cute little like shed with this beautiful – I don't know. Like it was all white wood inside and beautiful facialist. It was the first time I'd ever gotten a facial. I remember my skin was so bad when I was in high school and I was so excited for it to heal. And I fell asleep in the facial. And the whole room, the whole treatment smelled like this. So, so good. So this is such a nostalgic scent for me, but it's also a really nice, gentle cleanser. When I'm taking off my makeup, sometimes I'll use the Elemis balm, the makeup removing balm before if I have a lot of makeup on, or I'll use micellar water to get heavy makeup off, or I'll just wash twice with this because it's really gentle. It really feels nourishing to my skin, doesn't dry it out, doesn't strip it out, and I really tend to get dry. So this is one of the face washes that I love. Now, when I was also dealing with a lot of issues with my skin barrier and kind of trying to rebuild it, I was also kind of going the opposite direction. If I was like so afraid to exfoliate that I was starting to get closed comedones on my skin and it was giving me a lot of texture and roughness. So another thing that I've layered in, I don't have it here because it's not empty yet. Another thing that I've been using for skin texture, I had been using, I'm barely using it anymore, is like once or twice a week, just to switch it up, I'll wash my face with the Skin Medica AHA, BHA exfoliating cleanser, like a teeny tiny little bit. This bottle has lasted me forever. And the alpha hydroxy acids and beta hydroxy acids are the exfoliants. And it also has a little bit of texture in it, but the AHA, BHA are what's actually exfoliating your skin super, super gently and just enough. You're not roughing it up. You're not making it all crazy. For me, this has been such a game changer to just throw in. Now it's like once a week I use it in the shower, just to like do a little bit of an exfoliating cleanser once a week. I think I was over exfoliating before and it was kind of a situation. other exfoliators that I have on my list on ShopMy, if you're looking at it, I also have the Dr. Dennis Gross Alpha Beta Daily Peels, which are two little pads. One of them soaked in AHA, one of them soaked in BHA, I think. And you do a one and a two step. Back when my skin was really misbehaving with acne, that is what got me from really inflamed challenge skin with a lot of skin texture to neutral. I'm not using them anymore because I don't need them. I don't need that level of exfoliation that regularly, but that is the thing for me that really got me into such a good place. And then the other thing that I have on here too is the PCA Skin Hydrating Toner. That was another thing that I was using while I was in that transition phase of dry, inflamed, closed comedone skin to get me to a place with no texture, like really even, really soft. And literally, so like just, it just cleans up all of your sunspots and sun damage, like at home. It's incredible. I'm obsessed. So those were some of the things that I used that I really, really loved. Now, I still do get a blemish here and there. It's not a big deal because I can spot treat it. And the way that I'm spot treating blemishes is with like a drop, not even a syringe, a drop of the SkinCeuticals Blemish Age Defense. It's literally so potent that you need a freaking drop. And I'll literally, if I have a couple of blemishes or something's breaking out on my chin, which is where I normally have a breakout, or my forehead, which is where I normally have like, I don't know, crusties from wearing hats and my eye mask when I sleep and all that type of stuff, just dotting it on there clears it up in one day. One day. It's so, so good. So that's been a big one for me is the Blemish and Age Defense. Love it. Super easy. And I just have it on my vanity. It's in like a little dropper thing and it's an easy touch and go. Now on the regular, maybe twice a week, I'm still using a light exfoliant kind of serum, which is the Face Reality 8% L-Mandelic Serum. And the reason that I like this is it just keeps my skin really smooth and soft. So that's been a really good at-home treatment just to kind of put on for a little bit of exfoliating, cleansing, getting rid of sunspots, things like that. I don't even think I put this one. This is another skin wash, face wash I can put to my ShopMy. It's the Glymed Plus Oxygen Deep Pore Mask. It's actually not a mask. I'm obsessed with this stuff. Here's another empty. And this is like a deep cleaner. This is like when you take your car to the car wash and you foam up your car with all that like that. That's what this does on your face. It's an oxygenated foaming mask. You put it between your hands. You make it really foamy. You put it on your face and it kind of stays there. It stays in place and foams, like the oxygen foams up a lot. And it's like a deep cleanser. It kind of reminds me of, remember those scrubbing bubble commercials when you would spray the scrubbing bubbles on your tile and then like the scrubbing bubbles go into all the grout and clean it? That's what this does on your face, but it's still super gentle. It's super, super cleansing, super crusty. I need to buy another one of these. I just, again, leave it in my shower and deep clean my face with this like once or twice a week, definitely after I wear a lot of makeup. So I need to add this and the Bali Body. Don't let me forget. Okay. Other serums that I'm obsessed with is, oh, I don't have it with me because I just bought a new one. It's in my bathroom. The Caudalie, I don't know how to say it, that French brand, the Veno Perfect Brightening Dark Spot Serum. This is a vitamin C alternative. My skin is so sensitive that vitamin C for me is sometimes too intense. So I love this one for the brightening, the smoothing. It's a really good just everyday type of, oh, by the way, it smells so good. It's a really good everyday serum to just kind of layer underneath whatever moisturizer I'm putting on, which I'll get to in a second. And then the other things that I'm obsessed with, another empty, you guys, Hyaluronic Moisture Boost Serum from Trader Joe's. This is the shit, okay? I'm obsessed with this. It's literally just like a hyaluronic acid type of a serum. And I will put this on underneath my moisturizer. It's so good. It's like $7. And honestly, what you do need to do before you put on a hyaluronic serum is spray your face down with one of those like Evian or Aveen thermal waters. You don't want to put dirty sink water on your face, but like spray some clean water on. I'll add that to this list too. Then put this on and it's going to draw all the moisture into your skin. That's what hyaluronic acid does. Then the other one that I'm obsessed with, also empty, the Rode Glazing Milk. hate to say it, but Hailey Bieber got this right. You can see this. I'm obsessed. This is, you like put this, I'll show you what the texture is like. It's literally like milk. There's like nothing in here. Oh my God. There's nothing in here. There's like that many drops left. And it's this glazing milk, and you put it on underneath your moisturizer, and it really does lock in moisture so, so well. I put it all over my neck and my chest and my face. And honestly, this bottle lasts a really long time too. So I love that. Hailey Bieber got this right. And she also got right the peptide lip treatments. If you've been hating on Hailey for whatever reason, like, I don't want to try Rode, can't get it, I think now you can order it through Sephora. And those peptide lip treatments, honestly, are the best. I used to be obsessed with the Laneige. Now I am fully a Rode girl. I have one in every purse, in my nightstand, at my makeup station, all the things, because it makes your lips so nice. And it's just tacky enough that it stays on, but it doesn't feel crazy. So serums, Caudalie Vino Perfect. We've got the Rode Glazing Milk. We've also got this one, the Hyaluronic Acid. It's kind of like one or the other on this. With the Rode or the Hyaluronic Acid, you really don't need both. But I was traveling and didn't have this with me, and then I needed something, and this honestly saved the day, and then I was obsessed with it. So these are both empties. Got to get some refills of those. Okay, speaking of moisture, if you are using those ones and your skin is really dry or it's really sensitized, what I've been doing is I'll put on all my stuff. I'll do my serums at night. I do my moisturizer, or I will layer on a layer of Aquaphor, just that like thick ass petroleum jelly type of a stuff. Aquaphor or petroleum jelly, you know what I'm talking about, right? And that little, oh, Vaseline. That does not do anything for moisturizer. That does not moisturize your face. It does not pull any water into the skin. It actually creates a barrier over the moisture that you've packed onto your skin so that it doesn't evaporate. So in the winter, when it gets really, really dry and I put all my serums on, I will put Aquaphor over the top of it to lock it in overnight so that the moisture doesn't evaporate from my skin and that petroleum keeps it in. So that's a hot tip. Again, Aquaphor is like $6. I love that so much. But if we're talking about normal every day, oh, I thought I was out of that one too. I am actually. I didn't bring it over here though. I have two options for moisturizer that I love. One of them is the La Roche-Posay Tourlaine Double Repair Face Moisturizer with niacinamide. And I love this because it has ceramides in it. And so it actually gives your skin a lot of softness. And it's also really good with sensitive skin, which I have, but it really truly moisturizes. I don't think this is very expensive. I think it's like $14, $15, $16 for this. Actually, don't quote me on that. Maybe 15, 20, maybe it's 10. I have no idea. But it's definitely a drugstore product. You can get it at Target, the La Roche-Posay, and it's just like really rich and creamy, and it does a lot. It's a replacement for me from the $150 moisturizer that I was using like a crazy woman. Listen, I love spending my money on good stuff. I love to invest in things, but $150 on moisturizer per month is a little bit too crazy for me. I still put it on this list if you want to be bougie, if your skin's really in a need of repair. This is the best. And I've tried every type of dupe for this product. The La Roche-Posay Tourlaine Double Repair is the best dupe. I've tried the Dieux, D-I-E-U-X product. I've tried everything, but this is the holy grail. SkinCeuticals Triple Lipid Restore. It's the best. It is so moisturizing. It's so rich. It's so creamy. But here's the thing. The goop is good, but the packaging fucking sucks because it's in this jar, this open jar, and they want you to just stick your finger in there and grab with your, you know, even if you wash your hands, your fingers still carry bacteria, and grab moisturizer. And it's just like not, it's just not sanitary to me. They need to reformulate the packaging on this so bad. I'd like one of those like pumps where it just pumps out the top, or put it in a tube. But honestly, what you're paying for here is a stupid glass container. That's why this is so expensive. It does not need to be in this stupid expensive container. I don't care about that. I also don't want to be dipping my fingers into a moisturizer. So for me, the fact that it's so expensive, $150 per container, and I was using so much of it that I was literally buying one per month, and also you're always getting your fingers in it, is just like a no for me. So I'm a full convert to the La Roche-Posay. However, it was the SkinCeuticals Triple Lipid Restore that saved my skin, especially when it was so damaged and dry. So that's what I have to say about that. Now, last things on skin here, actually two more like categories, if you will. Got to talk about sunscreen. I'm obsessed with, and what I'm wearing today, if you can see my skin, of course I have a light in front of me, so my skin's looking extra glowy, but this thing that I'm using every single day as just my base, as my everyday, not a foundation, it's the Color Science Total Protection Face Shield. It's SPF 50, which you got to get it in the glow formulation. Because it has these light reflecting particles in it, it makes your skin look so good and blurred. It makes it look airbrushed. And I don't have to wear any makeup on a regular Zoom day where I'm just working from home, talking to people on camera like this. This is enough. And I also love that it's super high SPF. I'll apply it in the morning. Sometimes if I take Poppy on a warm afternoon walk, I'll put it on before I go out again. But this is so beautiful and it's skin tinted, so it gives you a little bit of coverage. Again, those glow particles really do a lot. And if I'm really going out in the sun, I will layer it with the Vacation Super Spritz SPF. And I know I have that somewhere close to me, but I don't see it offhand. But that is just a nice, it smells like tropical sunscreen. It's really like vacation-y vibes. Oh, that's the brand name. But it's this nice spritz. My friend Katie bought it for me originally as a wedding gift or bridal shower gift or whatever. And I've now repurchased it 3 times. And I'm also on a PR list for vacation. Thank you to my friend Vanessa Miranda for adding me to that. And I got so many incredible products from vacation. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, we need to do a giveaway. This box that I got from vacation, you guys, this is my favorite sun care brand and they have the best stuff. First of all, they sent out everything in these, like, they look like little pharmacy bags. Sorry if you're listening on audio, it's probably so loud, but they sent out these little pharmacy bags like this. And then it's like, this is your prescription here. It says now proudly available online, delivered to your door. This is the best sunscreen ever. This one, let me do a giveaway. So if you're watching this, and you're watching this or you're listening to this and you want some free stuff, like, I will send you all of this amazing PR that I got from vacation because I already have so much of it because I literally buy it. But this classic spray, this is just like an outdoor spray. I'm obsessed. It smells so, so good. It was voted world's best smelling sunscreen. So I'll send you guys that. I also have, this is the lotion version. I'll send you that. We also have a vacation air freshener. How cute is that? It smells like their sunscreen, which is so great. This was a great marketing tool where it's like scratch away, just like a lottery ticket. And it's like, if you match 3, you'll win. And then you can scan the QR code to claim your prize, which I believe is another one of these. But like every one of these is a winner, obviously. Like that's how they give it away. So you can also get an additional one. I already scratched it off because I thought it was cute, but you can have that. And then I have this little kit as well. I used the one in the middle, but I'll send you the Chardonnay oil, which is the sunscreen lip oil. And then also this spritz. This is the stuff that I was talking about. That is so, so good. Super spritz. How do you like that for ASMR? This is the super spritz. It's so incredible. How about this? I'll post something on Instagram. Go comment on Instagram with your Holy Grail product or say hello, leave me a comment, give me an emoji. I don't know. Just go enter to win and I'll send you all of this stuff. So I'll do this. We'll do this pretty quick. I'll send it to you by next week. So we'll do a little giveaway for sunscreen stuff for vacation. And look at how fun that was. I can give back to my crew. Thank you, Vanessa, for sponsoring this segment by Vacation Sun Care. Anyway, the spritz stuff, putting it over my face, it smells incredible. I'm obsessed with it. You should be too. Okay, the next item of business on the skincare front is just what am I wearing for makeup from a day-to-day perspective. And I've been using the Chanel Water Fresh Complexion Touch because it's just so gentle. It's not breaking me out. It's pretty medium coverage, but I really, really like the texture. It's easy. It's not like heavy if you're going to be on camera, but I'm talking about like an in-person event. Really good. And then I'm also using the Chanel Healthy Glow Bronzing Cream. Again, I don't love the packaging. It's like this big ass, like round thing. It's huge. It's hard to travel with. It's got a screw on top. It's kind of annoying, but it's a little bit gentler than the sticks that I've been seeing all these young people use. I need a little bit of like buffing it out, bronzing type of a thing. So that for me has been the go-to. And then for concealer, I've been using the IT Cosmetics Do It All radiant concealer in two different shades. I've been using a really brightening shade right here around my eyes, getting really, really close in here, and then just using a spot treating one that matches my skin tone. This is the best concealer, you guys. This is like an Ulta product. I think it's like $26, $30, something like that. And I'm using it with the airbrush brush that it comes with. Well, it doesn't come with it. You have to buy it separately, but it's meant for the concealer. For aging skin, it does not sit in any of my fine lines. It does not look cakey at all. It blends so, so well. It's so easy to use. It has this little like click, click, click formulation, and then it looks like you should dab it right on your skin. Don't do that. Take the brush, this airbrush brush, it's a little bit of a fluffy concealer brush, tap it onto the top of the product and then tap it onto your arm, your hand, and then put it on just to get just enough. It's super pigmented. It gets rid of any dark circles that I have. I'm literally obsessed with it. So IT Cosmetics, feel free to sponsor me because this is the best concealer you guys have ever made. I'm obsessed with it beyond. Other makeup stuff I can go into later, but this is really not about makeup. This is all about healthy skin. This is like radiance. And for me, you can see, I know I have a light on right now, but you can see I'm 38 years old and my skin honestly has never looked better. Other treatments that I do at the dermatologist's office, I've done the VI peel twice, which is really helpful for a kind of overhaul peel to just get rid of some superficial sun damage and things like that after the summer season. I haven't done it in a while, but that's helped a lot. Again, I told you my trauma with the lasers. So I'm not a fan of Clear and Brilliant. I'm not generally a fan of lasers for my skin because my skin is so sensitized. My skin is so thin and it's so sensitive. So for me, it's not a good solution. And then also I get Botox. Other things that I've done in the past is I had a half a syringe of filler put in my lips. Gosh, it was the week before I shot the first cover of Old Money. So this would have been in May of 2023. That's the last time I got lip filler. And there's a really funny video of me because my appointment got moved it was our photo shoot that got moved right after I got my lips done. And I was so bruised and so fucked up. It looked awful. That was a traumatic experience. But I've also done the Botox lip flip a couple of times. There's also a video of me trying to talk with that, which is a bit challenging. I actually really like how it looks. I hate how my lips feel after I do it. In fact, I could be due for it again right now. That for me is kind of just like flattening out my lip to give it some more surface area, especially when I smile. It's really easy. It's inexpensive. You have to get it touched up quite a bit, but I don't mind that. And then I've also gotten a tiny bit of Sculptra. I got one vial of Sculptra. I actually did it in my jawline right back down in here and then a little bit over here to help kind of tent my face up. If you want to talk about the thing that I'm the most insecure about, it's like this jowling that I have. You can see I have a little bit of a shadow. Oh, she also put some right here in my chin to like close out that shadow a little bit. But it's actually not even the fact that I'm jowling. What it really is that I'm inflamed. So if I'm not eating well, if I'm drinking a lot of alcohol, if I'm not paying attention to what I'm putting in my body, I will puff up so, so quickly. So I'm on a ton of peptides and supplements to try to get the inflammation down in my body overall. The reason I know I have inflammation that's high is because I've done my blood work. I have inflammation markers. I have an autoimmune disease. I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis. So I've done a lot over the years to do elimination diets of no alcohol, no caffeine, no gluten, all the things to try to like functionally fix my body. I'm now within range. This is a lot of information you don't care about. Like here's a HIPAA violation for you. But I have some issues with my thyroids. I have like nodules on my thyroids. It's a whole thing. So if you are on a thyroid journey, we can talk about it. But overall, what I'm trying to do is to just take the best care of myself and my inflammation in my health. And just if I drink enough water, which by the way, oh my God, I have another big surprise for you. Look at this water bottle, you guys. It is a Simple Modern water bottle. Oh, it's upside down. Are you seeing this branding? There's only 5 of these in the whole world right now. They're really expensive. These are not something that I can resell because I would have to charge you like a stupid amount of money because they're so custom, but they're custom engraved Old Money Podcast. And I'm going to be giving away 2 of these on our workshop call. So if you want the sickest water bottle ever, it's got this lid, it's completely watertight, it's amazing, I'm obsessed with it, it's my emotional support water bottle, and it's so chic, and it's the best color. Look at how it matches everything. Old money, old money, old money. Anyway, staying hydrated, staying healthy, eating right, not being too crazy with my addiction of Coffee Mate. We got to talk about that later. That will help my jowls go away. That helps me look better. That helps me feel better. It helps me operate better. I'm not cloudy in the morning. again, the status symbol is not like, what products are you using? The status symbol is, how do you feel? Do you look like you radiate health? And now, as a woman, one of the things that we know signals beauty, health, radiance, and all the things is really healthy hair. And this has been a journey for me. I currently have a weft in, so I have one row of extensions. I don't know if I can show you like properly on this call, but I have one row of extensions in here. My hair is super fine. It's super, super thin. If I don't have an extension in and I put a ponytail in, my ponytail is literally like that big. It's so tiny. And I wanted to have the extensions in for my wedding and that I'm just keeping them until the hair is kind of done. But I've been on a hair growth journey. And let me tell you, it has been a lot of discovery. And one of the things I realized when I was going through Project Pan is that I was using a lot of products that were actually really bad for my hair and not helping it be as healthy as I wanted it to be. So over the past year and a half, since I started Project Pan the first time, I've been phasing out old products and replacing them with new ones. The most important one is one of the ones that's an empty right here. So I'll show you that in a second, but let me just go through my hair care routine really quickly because you guys have been asking about this and it's really flattering. Like I got a question on TikTok, like, what are you doing for your skin? And I was like, girl, thank you. Like from a girl that used to have such bad acne that was so impactful, like that means a lot. So I appreciate it. Okay, so here's my routine. Number one, I'm washing my hair every 3 days or so, and I'm always using the Way Clarifying Detox Shampoo. You've got to clean your scalp. That for me was like a huge miss. I wasn't actually cleaning my scalp and it had so much buildup on it. I went to a trichologist to do one of those head spa things and she was like, you just need to scrub your scalp a little bit more. You just have some buildup. So I'm always using the clarifying detox shampoo just in my scalp area. Then I'm going in with a double shampoo process all the time. And the shampoo that I'm using and loving right now is the Verb Ghost Shampoo. I found this brand at Ulta after doing a lot of research. It's really lightweight for fine hair. It is so cleansing, but it's also moisturizing without weighing down my hair. And for me, it's been such a godsend find because I usually am having struggles with like something making my hair too heavy or yucky or whatever, like texture product feel afterwards. This really cleans my hair. But if I was just using the Way Detox Shampoo, I feel like that would be too drying. Does that make sense? Okay. For my conditioner, Redken All Soft Conditioner. Again, these products are all $20 a piece. You can get them all at Ulta. I'm not using anything crazy. I'm not using Orbay or whatever, but I am using styling products that are a bit expensive. For overall getting out of the shower, spraying my hair down with a leave-in conditioner and a heat protectant, I'm using the Redken One United All-in-One Multi-Benefit Treatment for heat protection. Heat protection is something that I've also been skimping on a lot. So that is something that I use when my hair is wet and I'm going to blow dry it for a lot of heat protection. And I like douse my hair. I have tried everything. I have tried the Color Wow. I have tried the K18. I have tried, what is that other one that everybody's always talking about? You know what I'm talking about. That everybody's like, you have to use this on your hair. It makes it so shiny. All of those things left residue on my hair. The Redken protects it. Honestly, it really has made a difference because I don't have breakage like I used to. I used to have all of this like split end situation on my upper, these up here. You can see how the color is a little bit different. So that's just telling me that it's like a little bit weaker and thinner than my hair below. But honestly, this has helped so, so much. Oh, the other one that everybody uses is that I used to use this too. 10. It's something like, it's a 10. It's a 10 product. That was making my hair so weak. It was just putting layers and layers and layers of shit on residue on my hair, and it wasn't actually protecting it. And I was always having breakage with that. So the Redken product that spray on when my hair is wet is amazing. And then when my hair is dry, I use the Hot Toddy. It's a pink spray, like a Hot Toddy heat protectant for dry hair from Dry Bar. It smells so good. I wish I could smell like that all the time. I'm obsessed with it. And my hair drying routine is really simple. I use, what are they called? Velcro rollers. I pin them up. I usually have really good. Oh, I also use the Kevin Murphy volumizing. This is my hair today on this video, like day 5. So it doesn't have any volume left and it's got a lot of dry shampoo, but I'm obsessed with the Kevin Murphy styling mousse. Now let's talk about the things that have actually changed my hair. I used to work in a hair salon, by the way, in 2010. I think 2009, 2010. And that was a full-on Moroccan oil hair salon. Like, that's right when Moroccan oil came out. Everybody thought it was so great. Nobody had really used oil on their hair before. They had thought it's like so heavy and so weird. And so I was a Moroccan oil girly for so long until I realized that it literally discolors any extensions that you have in your hair. It's also super heavy and not great for fine hair. And like the color of it, literally, it's like orangey. It literally, like, if your hair is porous, it's going to change the color of your hair. So I've tried everything. I tried the Kevin Murphy oil, not for me. I tried the Gizu oil, the honey oil, not for me. This is the best stuff I have ever used on my hair. It is the Kérastase Elixir Ultime. It is the ultimate elixir. It makes your hair so soft and it so protects it. I cannot say enough good things about this. Again, you're paying for the packaging here for sure. This is not a cheap product, but this is a high ROI product. Like, if you use this, your hair will be better. I swear to God, it has changed my hair. It's like the perfect viscosity. It's not too thick. It's not too thin. It coats your hair beautifully. It makes it super shiny. And honestly, I just use it in the morning, like half a pump, but it's at night when I really use it, when I'm about to go to sleep. And by the way, I am sleeping on a satin pillowcase. It has helped my hair not break. Like, for real, it's so good. So I'm a huge fan of this. And then another thing I haven't put on the list, but I just started using because I don't know if it's working yet or if I like it, is the Kérastase Genesis Elixir, which is a water-based serum that you put in your hair. And it honestly is supposed to help with fallout. So it like protects your hair from falling out. It's supposed to stimulate your scalp. It has caffeine in it to stimulate hair growth. So I'm hoping to get this weft out by next year. I probably have like one or two more move ups with it. And then I'd like to retire from hair extensions. And so I'm on a hair growth journey. So those are all the products that I've been using that are not just about the brand or whatever. It's like the stuff that's actually working for me. I'm a high low girly. I'm going to research it to death until I find something that works. And for me, this has worked. So here's what I want to know. What are the holy grail products that I'm missing that you want to share with me? Because I mean, I've spent thousands of dollars. I used to, by the way, I used to be a, not a VIB, but like the super high level of Sephora rewards. And I was like, ooh, I'm so fancy. You guys, that is such a gamification of they're trying to make you feel important for spending so much money at their store, which like we need to not spend so much money at Sephora. We need to be intentional about what we buy. And that's what I'm really trying to do, is share with you what's intentionally worked for me, what's really, really a good investment and a high ROI product. And I hope that all the money that I spent has helped you in some way, shape, or form. So when I think about, you know, where I want to invest my money, I'm looking at the long game. I'm looking at the things that for me are a good investment, that are going to make me feel and look healthy, that are going to help me radiate that confidence. Because when you look good, you feel good most of the time. Like, if you put yourself together, you put a little mascara on, you put a little bit of like a cute outfit on, you're going to go out into the world and be the highest and best version of yourself, more than likely. So when we take care of ourselves in an intentional way, it really helps us show up in the world as our future selves, because that's what we all say that our future selves would do, right? We're like, when I have the money, I'll get the treatments. When I have the money, I'll really spend time. On the last episode, we just talked about jealousy. And when we see people online that are living the lives that we want, that have the financial success that we desire, that look and feel and exude energy that we crave. And sometimes that can be really triggering, because what it's actually showing us is that we're not investing in ourselves in the way that we want to. So one of the other things that's been a huge investment for me to just slow down and enjoy my time of being a girl is to take time with my makeup, to take time getting ready for bed, to take time getting ready in the morning instead of rushing through it. All of these like romanticizing morning routines that we see on TikTok, it actually does feel really good to slow down, enjoy the moment, smell the things. Like, every time I wash my face with this Elemis cleanser, it takes me back to Meadowood, and it just makes me happy. It makes me feel so complete. So I hope this message was inspiring to you. If you're looking to shop, I hope this is helpful. Shop My links will always be available on my Instagram page. I'm trying to link them on my TikTok page, but you can always find it in the show notes here too. let me know your Holy Grail products. We're going to create an Instagram post so you can go comment there, and then we'll do this vacation giveaway so I can give this stuff away to you. Actually, I didn't get to use this sunscreen oil. This is going to be a good one. Somebody who wins it, report back. I love you guys so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for filling out the Old Money Listener Survey, which is still open. I'll still link that in the show notes too, because you guys wanted video. So here we are on video with my sort of dead orchids and my nice at home tan. So I love you guys so much. I'll talk to you on the next one. Okay. Bye.